I hobbled to the bathroom, stomach cramped so bad I was bent in half. Although Veda tried to help me, I shooed her off, just like when I was a kid. Downstairs, Gert was on the phone, and Mary was perched on a stool, updating the flowchart, while Donna read a list from her clipboard. Everyone looked lousy, their faces tear-stained and puffy. Veda just told me about Arlo, I said. The flowchart named Gert as on deck for Arlo's sister. Just the sister? Brother's flying in from Michigan, Gert said. The kit, her lips wobbled. I'll do the sister, Gert, I said. Why would Mr. Blessing cut off his head? Mary said. Donna started to cry. A soft knock, then Strabo peeked in. He looked around at the crying women, now a chorus, and crooked a finger at me. Outside in the hall, he laid a hand on my shoulder. They found the guy's head. I guess that's good, I hugged myself. Yes, that's good. The head. The killer had shoved a harmonica down the dead guy's throat. It was late by the time I waved goodbye to Arlo's grieving sister and brother-in-law. Everyone had gone for the day but Gert, who was blowing giant bazooka bubbles, sniffling, and furiously pounding computer keys. Remind me to kill Fogarty, she said. Will do. Some guy from the state lab called, quote, I've got something for her. I got Billy's voicemail at the crime lab. Damn. I left a message saying I'd wait for his call. Marking time, I checked on Mrs. Cheadle, who was fine according to her watcher, Bones. Call, Billy, call. Waiting stunk. Maybe I'd take harmonica lessons. I laughed. I'd be lousy at it. Oh, Arlo. I was angry, furious. I started ripping up budget sheets. Screw Fogarty. Screw the budget. Screw... I tossed the shredded budget so they flew across the room like so much confetti. Nice, Gert said from the doorway. Come on in, Gertie, I said. Feel like a shot of bourbon? We've got trips tonight, remember? I'm not going. You gotta. To let off some steam over Arlo. Come on, Tal. I got two paper cups from the bathroom, then poured us each a finger of Rebel Yell. It went down smooth. How are Mary and Donna doing? Not bad. I've talked to both of them. I tipped a cup at her in salute. Thanks. I told her about Arlo's big plan to catch Blessing. You tell the police? Days ago. Obviously they didn't dissuade him. I'm going to head over. You coming with me? In a while. I worked late until I was alone with the night shift and the dead. I tried Billy once more around 8, then left for trips. I searched the parking lot for Blessing. It was empty of rats, at least the two-legged kind. But I'd swear, from somewhere in the darkness, the mournful notes of a harmonica drifted on the breeze. The tune being played was Amazing Grace.